Let's get ready to respond to that guy who's going to approach us on Pesach. And he's going to say, Nu, Sukkah Dachtes, Nu, Nu, I'll tell him Nu. Zok the Heilige Gemara, first of all, I'll tell him, before you get to the Tosis and Dachtes, let's first talk about whether or not Tzitzis needs Lishma. Let's talk about Tvi, let's talk about Rav, let's talk about if the tzitzis you're wearing, if there wasn't anything enunciated when you put it on to the beged, and it was just machshava, let's talk about sexekas, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. Right. What's Migo?
Like I talked to him, well, how would you compare
sexekas? Oh, and Avav, okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Be there all yontiv.
Zok the Gemara. All right, let's stop talking. So Gemara says, why, be'emes, are you being mechalik between sukkah and tzitzis? That by tzitzis you need lishma. Joe, come closer. I don't get this often. Right, Rabbi Yisai, all of you come closer. First of all, today, after such a parsha here, I didn't realize I was over an hour.
Yeah.
I apologize, I didn't realize. So once we bechlal, we realize that tzitzis need lishma according to whatever man da omer. So how do you know that tzitzis don't need lishma? Everybody said this is the guy who didn't show up on Purim right there, yeah. So that's his name. So the Gemara says, so why are you mechalik between tzitzis and sukkah? So the Gemara, no, tzitzis has a pasuk. Lecha l'shem chav. So too over here, you have a pasuk of lecha, so you should need lishma by sukkah. Sech the Gemara, umi bay lelemute gzula. No, I need that pasuk of lecha, lemute gzula. So therefore, I don't have a pasuk of lecha to tell me that I need lishma by tzitzis. And that's why, right, Dr. Ramban, that's why don't carry over from one mitzvah to the other, the Mechamas Hashem, from yesterday, because tzitzis has a pasuk, and sukkah doesn't have a pasuk. And by the way, that Gemara Menachas doesn't go according to our Gemara. Shine, right? I'm even yavin. But the Gemara says, how do you know sukkah's gzula's pasuk? It's because of a pasuk. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, hosam nami lamute gzula. Tzitzis gzula is also pasuk. So don't you need lecha for that? So you lost lishma by tzitzis. And for the Gemara, no. Hosam karachrini. Hosam ksiv karachrini. There's another pasuk there. And that's what's memai gzula. So what is lecha teach you? An extra pasuk. Lecha teaches you lishma by tzitzis, either aliba de Rav or aliba de Shmuel, aliba de Rashi, aliba de Balamor. Good. Frektoisis akasha. Lecha is needed by sukkah, not for lishma, but lecha is needed lemute gzula. Frektoisis akasha. Amayur dik akasha. Tema. I don't need extra psukim in the Torah, an extra word of the Torah. Every word in the Torah has a meaning. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that sukkah gzula is psula? Tepeklei what? It's the old klal that what? This week's parsha, Adam ki yakriv mikem. Ma odum lehikriv minagozel, af ata lehtakriv minagozel. That mitzvah, baba avira, is apostle a carbon, dumya de piseach, vilaive, right? That you can't bring a stolen carbon, so too, bechol mitzvah shabbatayre. You can't bring a mitzvah, al yidei avira, mitzvah, baba avira. Bam kasha? Bam kasha. Upschlug zargamar. It's a bam kasha. It's a tema. The mehai taima paslin an esrog agozel biyontiv sheini. From this reason, we passel an esrog that's stolen on the second day. L'kamon bereish lulav agozel ba'ish mitz agufan. In that sugi itself, kasha the kamar bishlam biyontiv rishon biyin alachem ishalchem el biyontiv sheini. Amai, the gemara there asked the kasha what. I understand that on yontiv rishon it's pasul a lulav agozel an esrog agozel. But on Yontif Sheni, why is it possible? Umishani mishum davle mitzvah above avera. V'hashta im kein. So Toisus, I could also ask Akasha, really, not only for people who are learning the first parak, but Tzok Toisus on the Tesamen Aleph, those of you that already learned parts of Tesamen Beis and Yudam and Aleph and are deciding after Pesach to jump to the third parak, I'm going to set you up right now. Tzok Toisus, he's here. Toisus is in our shir. Toisus says, I'm going to ask you Kasha not just here, I'm going to ask you Kasha over there. Why did the Gemara need a pasuk to tell me that lulav agozel is pasul, tepek lei what mitzvah v'avera? I don't understand. Toisus asks a basic question. I don't understand why there is this overlap of psukim plus svaris. V'ashdeim came lamali lachem mishalachem. Good kasha, Sam. Yeah, you like it? Get into it. Ah, you like it? I'm about to tell you something you're not going to like. You want to hear it? Give me a second. Let's just fear as Tosis goes on. I mistimed it. Umiu hasam ikalishnuye, but you could answer the Gemara over there. The itzrich lemuute shal. No. I still need a pasuk of lachem. Why do I need a pasuk of lachem, Jojo? Because I still have to exclude what? I still have to exclude not a stolen, but a borrowed. Then on the first day, I can't be yotze the first. On the first day. So that's why I need a pasuk of lachem. Because I wouldn't have known shal. Aval, that's only going to help you where, for those of you, what, next week, that are going to want to learn the third pair. They're going to want to learn dalet minim. That jives dalet minim. But what doesn't it solve? What doesn't it solve, Rabbi Isai? First pair. Sukkah. Why doesn't it jive for Sukkah, Rabbi Isai? Because, let me explain to you why. Because Tosis says to you, because in Bikiyas we learned, and Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, and Sunday Shir, and everything's coming together, and you need everything to understand everything. Tosis says that we paskin like Rabbanon over a blazer, that what? That Sukkah She'ula is kosher. You don't need lachem by sukkah. A borrowed sukkah is kosher. So then lachem by lulav, you answered me to be mamayit shol. But why do you need lachem for what? For sukkah. Typically what? Mitzvah bo be'aveira. Toisus is taking Gemaras after Gemaras. Sunday shears after this, after post-Pesach and this. Putting it all together and say, ah, look at my kasha now. That's a Toisus. Schmack. I feel like I'm at a Shavuot Brachos watching the videos of the whole year. You know what I'm saying? This is the life. This is the life of Sukkah, Lulav, Shaula, Sunday Shir. Schmack. In some places. Not all places. Weiter. The Adam. Yoytzi yidoich vas b'sukkah shal chavir. V'naf lemi desiv kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkahs. Melamich kol Yisrael yresh. Okay, I can't hold back. Everybody say, who remembers the vart on that Gemara? The Rashi. Keshmak vart from Ram Shore. The Omer Atayra in America. It's as said by Rabbi David Abu Chatzera, quoted Eid Mibiyed from Sofer. Said Rabbi Ram Shore, I was once at a Simchas Beis Shoeva on Sukkot. I heard this vart. Wow, many years ago, but this the Gemara says, how do you know that you could sit in your friend's sukkah? Kol Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkah achas, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, kol Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkah achas. Zokt Rashi there. What does Rashi say, everybody say? It's no gayer for the third parak, everybody say. This Rashi is not famous, but listen to this. The Mechatz Chinuch makes this Rashi famous. Rashi says, it's a raya that you don't need lachem by sukkah. Why is it a raya that you don't need lachem by sukkah? Because if every single Yid, Rabbi Yisai, Dain mi Dain, every single Yid is going to sit into one sukkah, right? So Rashi, I efshir de lesbe shava pruta l'chol echad ve'echad. So Rashi on Chav Zayinim Avis. It's impossible that if all of Am Yisrael sitting in one sukkah, I don't care how big your sukkah is, it's impossible that everyone's going to own a shava pruta. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, is a raya that what? Rashi's definition of lachem means what? Means you have to own what? Shavu Pruta. Frekta Minchas Chinuch in his day, Frekta Minchas Chinuch in his day, when not everyone jacked up the prices. Frekta Minchas Chinuch, when I buy an Arava, I spend less than a Pruta my Arava. As the Minchas Chinuch, according to Rashi, how could you be Mekayim Lochem on Aravas? So that's the raya, that's the mucker for everyone, jacking up the prices and making it very expensive. Because we want to be Mekayim, the Hidr, the Minchas Chinuch Schomer. That's the source, based on Rashi Shita. I'll listen to what Ram Shor said. Kol Yisrael Yeshu Sikha, Kol Ezra, Kol Yisrael Yeshu Sikha Achas. So Memele, it's impossible that everyone has a Shavu Pruta. Zokter B'Ram Shor, ah! Says the Gemara, Navoid Zoran Daf Gimel Medbei says that what loss of lovo the goyim are going to come to the Rebbein Shalom and say, Klum Kafisa Lino, did you give us the opportunity that you gave them? So the Rebbein Shalom says, you're right. I'm going to give you what? I'm going to give you a mitzvah. Mitzvah kala. What's mitzvah kala? An easy mitzvah. What does the Gemara say? Why is it a mitzvah kala? Mitzvah de les be chisaron kis. That's always up to Gemara. So the kasha is mitzvah de les be chisaron kis. So for ask your father how much he spent on his sukkah. I can tell you, it costs a pretty penny. There are sukkahs that go up there for tens of thousands of dollars. It's not such a mitzvah de les be chisaron kis, Rabbi say. I, Baruch Hashem, was zoichu to yarshin my sukkah from my next door neighbor. So, you know, Olav Hashalom, Mr. Weisfeld. So, by the way, the owner of FUBU. Yeah, you guys don't even know what FUBU is.
Is that David John?
No, he was the original.
What is it?
Yeah, forget it. A clothing company. So it was back in the day. It was before. It was my time. It wasn't your time. It was like the. So Rabbi Sai. So why is the mitzvah the less big certain kids? Takapella. Why is Gemara saying it's so cheap? It's not the cheap. I can get you much cheaper mitzvahs. Much cheaper mitzvahs. Zokter Bavram Shor. Because it's a mitzvah that's kol ha'ezrach. That the person doesn't have a chelik shava pruta in it. That you have to sit. The only way to be mekayim this mitzvah is if you're sitting kol Yisrael Yeshu basukah achas. If you're sitting in a matzah that it's less bechizar and kiss. That it's pachos b'shava pruta. Ah! The goyim could sit in a sukkah. The goyim could be mekayim a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. What can't the goyim be mekayim Rabbi Yisai? Says the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph Rabbi Yisai. Goy adayte denashe ka'ovid. Goy can't sit with a matzav of kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael. Goy can't sit in a sukkah with what? With mitzvah de les bechzar and kiss. That he can't be mekayim. Because a goy adayte denashe ka'ovid. Because a goy can't be, he can't chap. That Moshe Rabbeinu could be ba'avdus, even though he's not ba'avdus. That Moshe Rabbeinu is not adaita denafshik of it. That's mitzvah the less b'ischer and kiss. That's the mocker that a sukkah she'ula is kosher. Sure. Back to reality. Zok toisus. So how are you going to taka answer by lulav? By sukkah, sorry. Yesh loymar. The time of the mitzvah b'avera loyda araisa ella d'rabon. Toisus says something. Sam, I told you wouldn't like it. Taisa says something, you can't believe it. What does Taisa say, Rabbi Yisai? Mikoyach. Rabbi Yisai, Schultz turns to me and he reads that answer and he's just like, Rebbe, what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? It just says, Taisa basically said, this kasha is so strong. This kasha is so murderous, Ethan, that guess what? I have to introduce something that was not your assumption originally. But it must be that the whole concept of doing a mitzvah through an avera, a mitzvah b'avera, must only be midrabanon, and the only way I would be memayit a sukkah that's gzula is if what? I have a pasul to be memayit. But on a level of the araisa, otherwise it wouldn't have been pasul, because mitzvah b'avera is only a rabbinic concept. Hazat, that says taisus. Taisus says it. He might back out from it, but as so far, Taisa says it. Taisa says it right now. That's the answer of Taisa. That's the terrors of Taisa. Good? Let's learn the sugya of mitzvah avir. Let's get some coming attractions on the third parak. Abol leinu l'tayva. Lulav ha-gozel. Lulav agozov ayovish posel, a lulav that's stolen and that's dried out, chavtesam and beis, shalasheir, shalir, nidachas, avodizar, a lulav, are all posel. First two lines of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, kaposek v'tani loishna b'yontif rishon v'loishna b'yontif sheni. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate between the first days of Yontif and the continuation of Yontif. We have to really understand what that line meant, but not for now. Mirtz Hashem, coming attractions. Just on that line, major, major machlokes rishonim that'll change the world. Bishlama Yavesh, I understand Yavesh Hadar Bayina. That should be something that applies. Bem Yontif Rishon, Bem Yontif Sheni, Veleka. Yavesh dried out, it's not Hadar. Ela Gozel, but Gozel. Bishlama Yontif Rishon, Dichsiv Lachem, Mishalchem. Right? And that's where Tosis was coming from. Why do you need Lachem? Because what? I can't rely on Mitzvah Bavavira alone because that's only going to tell me Gozel. And it's not going to tell me what? Sha'ol. So I have the Pasuk of Lachem, Zok Toysis, right? That's all included in that line, why Toysis need the Pasuk. El b'yontiv sheni amai loy. But why is a lulav agozel not okay on yontiv sheni? Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Mishum dahavale mitzvah haba b'avira. Because it's a mitzvah haba b'avira, and therefore on yontiv sheni, it's Pasuk. Shne'emar ve'hevesem gozel ve'sapiseyach. What's this pasuk? A pasuk in Malachi, Rabbi Yisai. What's it talking about? What's this pasuk talking about, Rabbi Yisai, Malachi? Excellent. That your carbon is going to be gozel, it's going to be pasul. So the pasuk says, that's a zozek Rabbi Yochanan, that's a source, that mitzvah b'avira is pasul. Right? It has a mum. It doesn't have a takana. It's a mum kavua. Rashi says, shumum kavua alamis. It's limping. It's limping. Gozel dum yid pisech. Ma pisech less late takansa. Af gozel less late takanta. Loishner lefneyesh, lozner lachayesh. Bishon lefeyesh. Adam Kiakrav Mekem, this week's Parsha. I understand that if you were not koined and the Bailam didn't give up hope, it's not your carbon. Amar Rachman of Alavdi Deyu, and it's not his. Ela Acher Yeish, Akanya B'Yeish, wasn't he koined with Yeish? What's the problem with such a carbon, Rabbi Yisai? Sok the Gemara, I'll tell you what the problem with such a carbon is. He might have been koined, the Bailam might have given up hope on it, but what? It's a what? It's a mitzvah b'avira. El Mishum Davi Mitzvah Babavira. Good. Let's jump down for a second. Itmar Nami, a little further down in the Gemara. Amar Rav Ami Yavish Pasum of Nesha Ein Hadr, Gazal Pasum Mishum Davi Mitzvah Babavira, Upli Begud the Rav Yitzah. Tamar Mitzvah Baranach, Amar Rav Shmuel, Lo Shana, Lo Biyad of Rishon, Av Biyad of Sheni, Mitok Shiyotz Bishal, Yotz Begazal. What just happened in the Gemara? What just happened in the Gemara? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said as a davar pashut, loishna beyond the rishon, loishna beyond the sheni, that there's going to be a psul of what? Mitzvah b'avera, and that's why a lulav agozel is going to be pasul even on yontif sheni, even when you don't have a pasuk of lachem. Shmuel says what? It's not true. It's kosher. Why? Seemingly, Rabbi Yisai, sounds like Shmuel doesn't hold of what? Mitzvah b'avira. Keep that in your back pocket.
In general, or this case?
I don't know. That's all I know. I know he said it by this case. Okay? The Gemara sounds like Leslie mitzvah b'avira. Good. Maybe by korbanos, maybe not. I don't know. It's a good question. We have to explore. Zok Taisvis in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Omen Aleph. Mishum davle mitzvah b'avira. V'atanya l'kamon perek lulav arava l'chamish alchem l'hotzi es ha'shol v'esagozol mishum shol. Where did I put this on? I put the whole taisus on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have.
It's
Daf agav de krog abi korban ksiv. Sorry, no, I shouldn't. No, I should have. Zak paisvus. Even though this pasuk is lagabi korban, hu adim b'chol mitzvus d'avid d'oraisa. We extrapolate from there to all mitzvus that are d'oraisa. The mucha bereisha gozel kama kabe hareisha gozel saw shel chitim v'tachna v'afa v'hifrish m'menu chala de'ein ze mevarech ela minoitz. Right? And Tosis has a raya. Gemara talks about who's here for Sanhedrin. So what do we talk about, Rabbi Say? Sugya just came up. Someone asked me a shayla that they were eating with someone and they said they eat treif. I don't remember the detail. I think it's a person that is not yet from yet and he's learning halachas. And he wanted to know, should he make a bracha on the treif? That was the kasha that they asked me. So I said, no, we paskin that ein zman varech el menoitz. We paskin that you don't make a bracha on the treif. We discussed in Bishaito and Sanhedrin whether or not Bishogig, if a person ate by accident, the Taz holds based on the Raivin, and he thinks that maybe you would bench. Good. That was the Shaila. You remember the Shaila? The Shaila was a person in my shul who accidentally was buying something from a vending machine, and there were two sandwiches that looked exactly the same. And it turned out afterwards he found out that the one he got was treif, and it was very similar, and he wanted to know if he should bench. So that was the shot. So then the person asked me, okay, fine. So not eating at kosher, don't make a bruch. So then the person, because of this gemara, ein zman varech el menoitz. So then the person asked me, what if the bread is kosher and there's treif in the bread? The meat is treif. Do I make a bracha then? Not really. No, it's not no seitam. They're both cold.
Are we literally treif or like anything?
No, treif. Straight.
Just treif.
A ham sandwich.
I mean,
but the bread is pasi sro.
But wasn't the bread served with
meat?
Wasn't the bread served with meat?
Okay.
The
it doesn't make it treif. It doesn't make machalos sir. It's not. You shouldn't do that. It's clearly not keeping halacha. But does he make? Is he chayiv and bracha on the bread? Does he say amotzi?
That's how you do it.
Since the meat is swallowed up by the bread, you might say that the bread.
So maybe it's talin asugi and brachas on how you learn ikur v'tafel. Are you making a separate? Is it like you're making a bracha on the lamaisa? I think you should make a bracha on the bread. But it's an interesting shayla. Baita. So that's what Taisa says. So you see, it's a concept. The Gemara says a lulav of an asherah tree and an irni dachas tree is what is pasul mishum ketute mechta shiruri. Because a concept that we learned earlier this year, that anything that is isuri ano is avodah zarah, as avodah zarah is one of the examples of that, that has to be destroyed, is ketute mechta shiruri. Literally translated as the shear, the measurement, the amount necessary to be mekayim the din la'alocha, its shear is cut off. Lechi, excellent, children. Lechi, Rambam, Rubchaim, excellent. Tosis, excellent. That's where it came up. Good. Ketute mechta shear. Frek Tosis, why do you need the tam of ketute mechta shear? Typically, what? Say a better. Mitzvah ba? They are frek Tosis. Oh. Zok Tosis miu svarim der arsina l'kamon. There are svarim that are goris, actually mitzvah ba'avera. So Taisa says, ugirsa mishubeshasi, but it's a wrong girsa. So why is it taka? You still have a shear by esrog. Rabbi Tosis ends off and leaves a lot of cliffhangers here. He has two major kashas from two major sugyas. What are his two major kashas from two major sugyas? One is, why by esrog do you need an esrog of Nir Nidachas or Avodah Zarah, Asherah? Why do you need the reason of Ketute Mechta Shiuri? Just say the old reason of what? A mitzvah of Avera. And also, why in Yana Diyayma, person eats matzah of Tevel, why do you say what? Why do you say... So Tosis answers, I'm sorry. So Tosis leaves off in a question by matzah shel tevel. Matzah that is tevel that didn't have afrashas truma, he leaves that off as a question. But he does answer his kasha by michta shiure. What does he say? Yishlomer deloidami legezel demachmas averis hagezel bo hamitzvah. Sheyotzeba. V'lhani atu machmas avir shenasas bo min nafik. What does Taisus mean? There's a distinction between the case of Asherah for a lulav and Gezel by a lulav. What's the distinction?
Shared emotion.
They're both Asher. Wait, Zara and Gezel. What do you mean? Like, explain to me what you just said.
It's not the action.
So what do you mean? So now just fit it. Tell me what Taisus said. If you would have a Taisus, you would answer me already. Give the guy a Taisus and tell him what he says. What did Taisus say, Rabbi Yisai? I just read it. Al yidei ha'avero bo ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah's neiveya from the avera. The opportunity of the mitzvah was only able to come out because there was an avera done to this. That's true by Geza. You stole it, now you have a lulav. But by Asherah? The history of this tree, the fact that some favarfina, you know, guy once bowed down to this tree is not the reason why I now have a lulav to now be yoytze the mitzvah. So zoktoyts is a chiddush. Mitzvah of avera is limited to where al yedei avera ba mitzvah. So that's how he answers this kasha. Everybody say we have a lot to talk about that kasha, that teretz. But that's for when we learn the third parak. We're going to have to analyze that toysvis, and I just wanted to wet your palate of his definition of al yedei avera ba mitzvah. So that's how he gets out of this kasha of why we needed different reasons by Asherah. But Rabbi Yisai, what do I want to glean from this Taisus? Something the Maharsha Shah picks up on in this Taisus, Rabbi Yisai. You're answering me?
Yeah.
What do I want to glean from this Taisus?
Why don't we just say mitzvah ba avera for all these cases?
That's Taisus kasha. How did you answer my kasha? What's bothering me about this Taisus, Rabbi Yisai?
They're all psukim in the
beginning. How can they possibly be mitzvah avera if their mitzvah avera is derabanan?
So therefore what? Why is that problematic?
Therefore, how you should, mitzvah avera shouldn't even be an option for these cases to be if they're deraisas.
Meaning, the answer to Taisus kasha is simply what? The reason why I need all those reasons is what? It's to give me deraisa reasons. Frek the Maharsha on the Taisus Rabbosai, Tzorech in Godol B'divrei HaToisus, Dehem Nestarim, Stira. It's a contradiction and a slap in the face. They're both Stiras. They're a contradiction to what they wrote on Tesa et al. Beferit, one Masechta, 21 blot away from each other, total contradiction about the fundamental concept of mitzvah b'avira. Stira mineu bein divrei Taisus. Is mitzvah b'avira deraisa, or is mitzvah b'avira derabona? That's a problem. Marsha leaves off b'tzarech in. Marsha leaves off b'tzarech in. From every word of Taisus. Why do you need it by this? Why don't you just say mitzvah b'avira? What do you mean? Those are all deraisa psulim. This is just a derabbanan psukim. Zok the Maharsha Rabbi Yisai. V'tzarech yin. Ad the kashalu milulav shel asherah delekamon mimatza amaylo tikshalu why didn't he ask a kasha misuka gzula delael so perak ayoshin l'rabbanan deshul ksheira gzula psulim min desiv l'cha u'kfar hikshu kein atoysis perakaman daftes. V'nichalu ocha misuka gzula k'derutzam sham. The Surah the Mitzvah of Bereino of the Rabbanon, Imkein Kushyosim, Milul of the Asheri Matzah, Namanicha. He can't dance both Chazanus. He can't play Taisus on Daf Lamed if you want to play Taisus on Daf Tes. One thing's got to go. If you want to have a Kasha by Asherah and ask the Kasha. And the Maharsha makes it stronger. He has it better than me. It's not just a steer in Taisus. And why did Taisus not think about what? Why did Taisus not think about what, Rabbi Yisai? Why didn't Taisus ask a better Kasha, Rabbi Yisai? On this yontif, why didn't Tosis ask what? Well, ask the Maharsha. On this yontif, no, this yontif, this yontif. What? What about it? What does the Maharsha want Tosis to ask? What's Tosis saying? Why do you need k'tute mechtashuri? Why is matzah shel tevel possible because of those reasons? Just typically, what the old din of mitzvah b'avera the keshmak esugye. Ask the Maharsha. Wait, I have a better kasha. in the Yontif of Sukkos. Why do you need a pasuk by what? By Sukkah. Says Marsha, why didn't Tosis ask that on Lamed? Oh, I know what you'll tell me, Felder, because Tosis already asked that. When did Tosis already ask that? On Daf Tesam and Aleph. Yeah, says Marsha. And what did Tosis answer there? Derabbanan. So you think that this Tosis could buy that? If he's going to buy that, then his kash is by Asherah and by Matzah Shel Tevel full also. It's a beautiful way that Marsha puts things together. But basically, what do you have? A Marsha that's saying Beferish, Stira Mineyube. But Rabbi Yisai, I didn't only put the Marsha on the Tosis to highlight the Tosis. I put the Maharam. Yeah, Ezra.
How would
Tosfos
and
Tenanav
learn the Gemara on Laming? I understand that Tosfos has. But it was on Lama, it makes sense because that Gemara says on Lama that there's a passage to tell you that's in the Rav Aveir, that's the Reis, that's from the...
Again, what? How would Tosis...
Yeah.
Read the Gemara on Lamed? Yeah. There's no... Number one, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says it's Deraisa. It's a pasuk in Malachi. Number two, even if it was a pasuk in the Torah, I could tell you that that's an Asmacht. There's nothing forcing me from the Gemara to say it's Deraisa, and Tosis is not bothered by that Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Maharam says something sosim, but I think what the Maharam says without knowing it, and probably without having it, because as Rav Shechter writes, B'Nefesh HaRav, I think he quotes from the Chazanish, that the Me'iri was not in the Mesorah for many generations. The Me'iri came out of the Vatican very late. We didn't. A lot of the Dairis before us didn't have the Me'iri. Or Zaycha to have Svarim. You live in a generation that, like, forget the Svarim, like, the synopsis of the Svarim are already, like, rampant. Like, you know, it's given to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Yiddishkeit on a silver plate. Forget the shmooze that we gave this morning about the matzav then. But even in the matzav of Taira, it's Baruch Hashem. It's so much easier. The reason for that is because it's so much harder. It's because the challenges of this door are not comparable to the Yetzer Hara of what was back in the day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give you a rope, to give you that life vest with all these Svarim that he's giving you, the Me'iris and all these other Svarim, to access and art scrolls and all these other things to try to join his club and to come be part of his mitzvah. So what does Maharam say? So why am I saying this? Because the Maharam says, Ilufiani is daiti, Svar that's beferish in the Me'iri. Listen to the Maharam. Did anyone bring a Kovitz Mefarshim here?
Yeah.
Excellent. V'yesh Leimar. V'tzarech l'chalik. So he asked the Kasha the Marsha. He says the same as that Kasha. Shomer demkein de ligzol legazol lo itzrach shomiyet demkein kasha l'rabbanan demachshu sukkah shulu v'lecha tichsiv gabi sukkah mukilo l'mayit sukkah gzula. Same kasha as the Marsha. So why don't you ask the kasha by sukkah? L'kamon lamed alef ma'isalov lamuli l'cha l'gzula tepekle mishum mitzvah b'lavira. Right? Drum roll. V'tzarech l'chalek bein lulav l'sukkah. There's obviously some distinction between lulav and sukkah. The loy ovid mitzvah biyadayim begufa, the kal lahavim. Says the Maharam, Tosis is not being chayzer from what he said. Tosis knows what he says, but what? There's two differences between the two different sugyas. One's by lulav, and one's by sukkah. Mitzvah above avera by one is going to be what? Deoraisa. And mitzvah above avera is going to be what? Derabbanan by the other. Why? What's the distinction? No. Says the Maharam, Deloy ovid mitzvah biyadayim begufa. What does that mean? The loy ovid mitzvah biyadayim beguf. Shkech. Thank you. The loy ovid mitzvah biyadayim beguf. Everyone got that line memorized? That's going to be my first kash on the Bechina, Rabbi Yisrael. Abba aleinu l'toiva. Very soon. Looking forward. The loy ovid mitzvah biadayim beguf. So I want to read to you a Me'iri. This Me'iri is on the Chav Tesem and Beis. I gave you the wrong Dibra Maskel and the Kovitz. It's a paragraph that starts with Shema Toimar. The Shema Toimar. Page Mem Zayin in the Kovitz. Lashita Seinu. Sukkah Gzula Heach Hichshirua. How is a suksa gzula kosher? Bishlama takav chaver avotziyo misukka karka in an exelis. Ben kangzela, ala gazel eitzen sikha bayam a mitzvah baveri. Isn't a suksa gzula a mitzvah baveri? Asked the Meiri. Ad shira isi, says the Meiri, until I saw legdoile hadairis, saw the gdoile hadairis, shemiidu, shlobagazel. And that's one elevelukech minagazel. No, the Pasuk is talking about what? Where it's not going to be a mitzvah of Avera. Why? Because it's not talking about the Gazlan himself to be Yotze the Sukkah. It's talking about the guy who bought it off the Gazlan. So he didn't do an Avera. So it's not a mitzvah of Avera. Ve'ein Nirali, says the Me'iri. I don't like that teretz. Sharei behed ya'amru l'kamon lamed aleph amed aleph. Because the Gemara says, Gazal eitzim esichich behem. Alma begazlan atzmo nemra. It's talking about a thief. A guy, a burglar. A guy who mamish was geizel, they ate him and he made his chach. He made sukkah. It's not talking about the guy who bought it off the ganav. Ella. Dr. Meiri, drum roll please. Shanira Lee. Sha sukkah. Again. What is the lashon of the maram? Deloy ovid mitzvah biyadayim begufa. Dr. Meiri. Ella Nira Lee. Sha sukkah. Eina yoitza begufa. You hear this, Morty? Ubekarka oilam hu yoishiv. Sheasuka makifoso. Vichol shekona einba mishum mitzvah abo bavera af biyontif rishon. Avalulov, 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 avalulov. Begufo hu yoitze. The roy legalgil alav din mitzvah abob avera. Ukein masha omru betalmud hama'arav. Mazeh ha-talmud hama'arav. Yerushalmi. Ma ben lulav l'shoifer. Lulav begufo hu yoitze. Shoifer bekoiloi hu yoitze. Ve'ein bekol din gezel. What did the Me'iri just say? Lead you to the important line. Elishanirali shasuka eno yotze begufa, like by lulav. Ubekarka oilam hu yoyshe. Elishasuka maki foso. Joe, you listening to this? Bnei Soscher tells us there are two mitzvahs that you're totally mukuf in the mitzvah. Sukkah, Eretz Yisrael, ke'ein being in a mikvah. You're totally surrounded. And by the way, it's not stam that it's those two mitzvahs, because the Svar Makdashim say that there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the Sukkah, even in Chutz La'aretz. And there's a lot to talk about. The Meshech Chachma already has rise to that of Kedushas Makom HaMikdash, right? So, what's the raya to the Vard of the Bnei Yisachar? It's Me'iri, in the Sugya Mitzvah of Avir. It's all one Sugya. Ubekarka elish nearly shasuk. Don't forget this. Elish nearly shasuka ain't a yoitza begufa. When I'm going into a sukkah, I'm not using the sukkah. I'm not being mishtamish in the sukkah. I'm not doing a maisa yeshiva that's the mitzvah of my sukkah. Ubekarka oilam hu yoishiv. Rather, what's the mitzvah by Isai? We should have learned this on day one. Zokta Me'iri. The mitzvah is not to take the lulav when it comes to sukkah, or to do a ma'ase biyadayim like it is by netilas lulav. Ela shehasukkah makifoso. The tzel sukkah. He has to be a matzav that the shade of the sukkah is surrounding him. B'chol shekana ein ba mishum mitzvah b'avayra after rishon. Rabbeisai, I think the Maharam is coming to the same Nakuda that the Meiri just told us. Lulav is a Maisa Hishtamshus with a Lulav. To take the Lulav and to shake the Lulav and to use the Lulav. And now what? If you're going to get that Lulav and be Mishtamish with such a mitzvah, Al Yedei an Avera or through an Avera, that's a mitzvah of Avera. But Rezak the Meiri, if you're not using the Sukkah at all, if there's no Hishtamshus in the Sukkah, but the nature of the mitzvah is what? That when I'm sitting and when I'm eating, there should be Tzel Sukkah around me. There should be a Sukkah that's now being makif me. That's the nature of the mitzvah. That's not begufa ovid mitzvah. That's not Hishtamshus with a Sukkah. And Meiri says, Anazazach, there's no mitzvah of Avera. What's my raya? Says the Meiri, from a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is a famous Yerushalmi from Shitas HaWat? Shitas HaRambam in Hilchos Shofer, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, quoting this Yerushalmi LaHalacha, and Rabbi said this Rambam is quoted within the context of stealing intellectual property, copyrights in halacha. The Rambam writes that if a person steals a shofar, you're yoytze the mitzvah. Aye, frek the Rambam. How could you be yoytze the mitzvah? Hello, mitzvah b'bavira. Zok the heilige Rambam. No. Ein bekol din gezel. What does that mean? Since the mitzvah is just the sound, the mitzvah is not the tkiya. What's the raya that where Rabbi said? What do we make the bracha? We don't make the bracha the tkiya shofar. Make the bracha on the shmiya, on the kol. That's the mitzvah. Zok the heilige Rambam. So memela on the mitzvah. I can't say mitzvah b'avera. And you're yotze the mitzvah. That's what someone ataina that amela intellectual property. You can't say that I'm a gazlan because it's less be'mashasha. It's like kol. Ein b'kol din gezel. There's no gezel. I'm not paskening right now. I'm just quoting you the source. Okay, that's what they quote over there. Fine. Rabbi say zok the Meiri based on this Yerushalmi, not only by kol but sukkah is the same thing. You're just using the shade, but you're not actually using. You're not being mishtamish like you are by a lulav. You're rather what? In other words, if I say it in lamdish terms, Rabbi say, is there a cheftza shel mitzvah when it comes to sukkah? No, but there's a cheftza shel mitzvah when it comes to lulav. Rabbeisai, this is not the first time I introduced this Meiri to you. There was another time that I introduced this Meiri to you. No? What did you just say? Geschmack. Why did I quote this in Sukkos Ganrach, Rabbeisai? Yesterday, we saw a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that was very anti-feministic. What did Rabbeinu Tam say that's quoted in the Ramah, Rabbi Sai? A woman cannot make
a mitzvah that she's not high.
Right, and what was the psak yesterday? What we were learning? Sugya of tzitzis. Woman can't make tzitzis, and the Ramah says we should be machmir l'chatkhila. Maker adin we're mekel, but the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam is that a woman that's not obligated in a mitzvah, she can't create that mitzvah. And the Rabbeinu Tam has one other example. What's the other example, Rabbi Yisai? Tzitzis and... No, the Gemara talks about tefillin. That everyone agrees to, because she's not a bar kshira. But what, Rabbi Yisai? Stam, we all agree, but what? But what? No, Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, everyone agree? No, eged. Eged shalulav. Right? That was the whole kasha. We hold lulav ein tzarech eged. What's the whole Rabbeinu Tam talking about? That's why we give a whole shira on lulav tzarech eged. Rabbi say, what's Schultz, before you go, what's Tosis Kash and Rabbeinu Tam? Araya Brewer that Rabbeinu Tam's wrong. How could Rabbeinu Tam say that any mitzvah a woman's not obligated in? They can't create the Chefta Shel mitzvah. Hello, what then? Don't be shy. Sukkah's Ganvach, therefore what? It's fairish. A girl can make a sukkah. Sukkah's Noshim, Ganvach. Goyim Noshim. Right? Rabbi Sai, Zokter of the Heiliger Rosh Yeshiva from Ne Yisrael, Rav Kalevsky, and he said, Aliba to the Meiri, That's mechalik between lulav and sukkah. That sukkah is not being mishtamish with the walls of the sukkah and the sach of the sukkah. But it's what? It's to be in the shade of a sukkah. It's a maisa b'shev al tase to sit in the sukkah and to be mukav ayidei sukkah. Perhaps Rabbeinu Tam held that that's not a shter to his shita. Because there is no chefzer shel mitzvah when it comes to sukkah. And the melech nashim can make a sukkah. And that's the answer for Rabbeinu Tam shita. Rabbi say this maram and this meiri that's answering Tosis stira and that's answering the yisoid of Tosis and Daf Tesem and Aleph of why mitzvah boba avir is not shayach by sukkah is creating a new unbelievable havana within the mitzvah of sukkah. Perhaps the mitzvah of sukkah is different than what we saw. What thought? Perhaps the mitzvah of sukkah, Rabbi said, this sugya and daftes is going to change our whole havana and everything. And it's not going to stop here, it's going to go. I mean, chaschinuch from Kivegas, oh, it's all coming. Get it, the train is coming, Rabbi said. We are ready to land. Come on, come. Rabbi said, Zokt the Meiri, a new gang in sukkah. What's the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah so far? Is it a mitzvah for you to do a maisa yeshiva with a sukkah? Or is it a mitzvah for you that when you're sitting and eating, you should be mukaf in a tzel of sukkah, but you're not actually being mishtamish with the cheftza of a sukkah? Is there a cheftza shel mitzvah by sukkah? Or is there not a cheftza shel mitzvah by sukkah? Moreover, Rabbi say zok to Maharam, perhaps that's the steer in Tosfos. And this idea was already invented by the Meiri to answer Tosfos Kasha of why mitzvah of Avira doesn't apply to sukkah. Perhaps a major machlok is whether or not there is a cheftza shel mitzvah that's being hushtamish bo, similar to lulav, through the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, or not. What other mitzvah? I don't want you to answer me, everybody, so I want you to leave with you with this and a few to think about. What other mitzvah could one think about and could one see, and did Rav Reuven Grozovsky mechadesh a parallel that this machloikis, the Meiri and Tosfos, perhaps might be also a chakira in another very common mitzvah, that you might have this same idea? Is the mitzvah to do it and to use it, or is the mitzvah that once you're in that matzav, you should be surrounded by it? I don't want to say too much, but everybody say, think about it, and you'll read the Reb Reuven over Shabbos, and I'll see you all on Sunday morning. Shmack?
I mean, is this going to bring us back to the sugya of the Kedusha on this?
I'm saying it's Tosfos Rashi, but why not? Why wouldn't that fit within Tosfos? I mean, this whole Meiri would fit into the sugya of Tosfos.